You're listening to Growth Vertical, a podcast that inspires people to reach the next vertical point in their journeys. My name's Neil Patel and I'm a digital marketer. I'll be sitting down to share my experiences to help others find the right strategies to grow themselves, their careers, and their businesses. Welcome back to another episode of Growth Vertical, everyone. It's been a while. Yes, it's been pretty busy, but today we're going to be talking about product hunt launches with no budget to generate traction. And this is a continuation of the part series of the main video, the 17 proven marketing tactics to grow your startup with little or no budget at all, right? So go check out that video. I'm going to link it up here. Just didn't know where to point. Yep, I'm going to link it up here. Go check out the video and then come back here to learn about the product hunt part tactic that was shared in more detail. So let's get into it. You'll notice I've actually got the Product Hunt site here. It's pretty well known, right? Product Hunt in the startup world, especially in the SaaS world, is pretty well known, because for this one, you'll actually need to have carried out customer surveys or done some market research up front. You'll also need to ensure that you're focused on your messaging and are confident it speaks to the customer directly, in the first sense explaining this. But the reason why it's so important is because you're looking at generating enough traction, getting enough traction from the get-go, from a launch. It's essentially where you could launch a product on this site and get a boost of traffic, leads, and influx of leads, of course, and even customers, right? Your initial set of customers using this website. And yeah, so let's go into it, right? What is Product Hunt? So Product Hunt is obviously this platform, which is more like the web platform, of course, as you can see on this website, for discovering new products and brands. So it's like YouTube, but with an emphasis on curating high quality content from the best startups out there, right? So you're looking at curating the best content and the best info around those startups. It's become one of the most popular destinations for startups to share their stories and their products, of course. It acts as a vehicle almost, right? To generate the initial awareness that you need for your startup. So generate that initial demand as well and drive traffic to your website and product pages so you can convert them into leads. Now there's a ton of Product Hunt success stories, right? You may ask, oh, why would you even want to be on this website? Why would you even want to launch here? And this is great for these SME startups specifically, right? Wouldn't say many large enterprises have sort of worked their way up on here, but they have become, I guess, after their initial launch, right? Gone into the enterprise space. Now, many household names have launched here and also found success, right? With Product Hunt. And you know, there's various platforms out there like Robinhood, you've heard of Loom, right? Where the video screen sharing platform, Slack, Notion, and Zapier or Zapier, however you want to pronounce that. That's just to name a few. There's several platforms out there, even Houseparty. It's definitely been proven, right? It's proven itself to be a very effective place to launch and discover startups. And that's why you might want to get your startup here, especially if you've got no early traction from an awareness standpoint, from initial customer standpoint, and from the traffic standpoint. So essentially, you are, with this tactic, you're focusing on the discoverability part of the funnel, right? So the top of the funnel. And the reason why you do that is because you're looking at building a community, generating those the initial awareness, of course, which then will translate into having a ripple effect on your leads. So let's talk a bit about how it works, right? We talked about how you can actually place your products here and actually promote it. But there are two types of people that you need to think about here on the platform. Generally, you have two sets of people, the makers and the hunters, right? The makers actually share, you know, what they built by hunting their product is the way that they describe it, whether it is made by themselves or contributed by their team, right? And the hunters, they actually hunt by posting new products to the communities. So imagine the maker, essentially the creator, and then the hunters generally are the ones that go and look for that product and post them to see if they can find out what to do there, right? And they do that in waves of communities, right? And what I'll do is, if you want to see any of the definitions of how to use the platform and how to look at it, basically, I'll post that in a link to that definitions area in the description below. Go and check that out. So now there's five phases you need to actually focus on, right? That's one, preparing for your launch. Two, you need to be building your launch team. Three, you need to choose a hunter or a set of hunters, of course. And then you need to launch and engage, which is number four. And then after that, you look at using all the momentum you have in your launch to then leverage that post-launch, right? So to keep going with that momentum. So now it's pretty interesting, right? Because the first, for example, for step number one, you want to make sure you're investing your time in actually crafting and engaging thumbnails, taglines, descriptions, things like that, and showcase your product's unique value. So that's like more messaging and stuff. And then with the building your team, you're talking about getting together a group of supporters who is actually going to help, you know, promote and launch and generate that early engagement for your product. And then also you have the choose the right hunter aspect, right? The third step, which was, if you research and build the relationships you really want to with these top hunters or top supporters of your product, right, this can actually increase your product's visibility. So someone who's like an authority and brings the best products to the communities on Product Hunt itself is a good idea, because they'll be able to give you that boost right in the beginning, especially if you just share your product for them to test out or leave their initial thoughts. And the idea is that you might not have the perfect product, but you go through the iterations and you get the feedback from the community, and you improve with that, right? And now to the fourth step, what's important is that you share your launch across all your networks, engage with the Product Hunt community that you've been building. So your outside community needs to be inside that as well, of course. And what you want to do is you want to engage as much as you can, and you want to monitor your progress throughout the day of your launch, right? So launch day. And what you also want to do is finally capitalize on that Product Hunt success by engaging with the users, refining your product and showcasing your achievement. I talked about the feedback, right? Generate, get a feedback loop going, right? So you want to engage with your community once you launched your product. Then you want to go ahead and make improvements to the product based on early feedback. And you want to showcase what achievements you'd made, right? So even if I go here, and I keep showing this site, but be great to look at. Let's see if someone like Loom is actually on here anymore. They would be, but it's really cool, right? You can see how they've actually gotten awards from here. You can see what makers, all the makers, so all the creators of this, so it could be the team of Loom. And then you've got information about them, right? Which is pretty cool. So they've had so many launches. They've had launches for products, of course, different offerings that surround the Loom ecosystem. And you can see how people are actually getting more traction, right? You can see a lot of the engagement. And this is what you need to be aiming for, right? And what's interesting is you can see how you get more traction by getting featured. So what happens is once you launch, if you are successful across against all the other launches at the same time, you'll notice that there's going to be winners, right? So you'll get featured by Product Hunt in those specific areas. You can do yesterday's winners here, which is pretty cool. And it just shows you different things, right? The different ones that are being upvoted. Now, there's some important things to note. I'm going to try not to make this video too long, but there's some important things to note, right? So what is important is that you build your product with your users. So you get as much feedback as you can from your users whilst engaging with the community, talking a bit about the roadmap, you know, getting into gear, you know, the benefits of what this could hold, you know, what sort of roadmap you can have built based on their feedback. So you want to build your product with the users as you go on. And it's not a one-time thing, right? You need to be active. It's a community in the end. This growth tactic is a community. So you need to keep engaging and keep providing value to a lot of the users and a lot of your network as well, right? And I want to note that although this is a tactic that I've suggested, you know, and it's been successful, there's so many successful success stories behind this. Not every product is suited to Product Hunt. Usually it's actually based on technology from my understanding as well, and from all the products I've actually seen on Product Hunt, it's the most successful ones generally are the ones that sit around the technology space that have a broader user base, right? So when I say that, they're like productivity apps are quite popular on there, you know, marketing apps, SaaS apps, and like SaaS apps around other industries, right? You can see things like AI writing tools and something that something where you have a broader base that can almost simply get going with the product, right? And that's what's interesting. Those seem to be the most successful ones from all the success stories and all the growth hackers that have actually successfully launched on here, or any marketers that have launched from here, the companies that have launched from here, the startups. They've actually been, the most successful ones have been the tools that focus around that, like developer tools as well, right? And that's because these industries almost help everyday operations, and they have much shorter sales cycles, so that's important. So this sort of platform would be great for someone with shorter sales cycles opposed to someone that has like an 18-month long sales cycle where you have to vet the technology, go through security, go to different security hoops and get contracts signed, go through legal, all this sort of stuff, right? That's usually prevalent and common in the B2B SaaS world, especially if you're going after enterprises. So those areas are seem to be the highest performing products. Now, another thing to note is that you want to speak to your friends, you want to speak to early users, you want to speak to potential users and top product hunters so that you can organize when to launch. That's important, right? You're going to organize when to launch because you only get one launch, right, initially, and then you get, I think it's about 6 months. Yeah, you get 6 months where you can relaunch again. And you need to organize when to launch and how to keep the engagement going to keep the momentum. Don't actually exhaust all your communities right out the gate. The importance is that you have a nice flow over time, and you need to stagger it so that it can help your launch, and you can do it in waves, right, to keep the traction going almost. If you just have everything go up in one go, then it just dips because everyone stopped engaging, etc., that's just not going to work. They don't really work well. You'll notice that there's some upvotes going on for each of these platforms already, right? So if you've got today's winners, you can see top products launching today. You can see they're still being upvoted live, right? And they're still engaging. People are still spreading the word. So that's important. So you want to stagger it and do it in waves. A KPI. In order to be successful with Product Hunt, the KPI that you need to measure, what KPI do you need to measure? You need to try and measure things like email addresses and leads. When I say email addresses, not dud email addresses, we're talking about high value email addresses. So leads, right? Actual leads. You don't want to just go after traffic and upvotes because those aren't real KPIs. They might be leading indicators, right? To get those leads. But what's important is you want to focus on generating leads. And remember, Product Hunt, it's free, but requires a lot of sweat equity upfront and throughout the launch and as you ride that momentum, right? So of course it's no cost to get started and no cost to keep it going. But in terms of sweat equity and time, of course, since you've got zero budget, you can focus on this area, especially if your product fits this area. But you don't want to, you want to make sure that you're launching well. You want to make sure that you're measuring the right thing, because in the end, you want to get something out of it. You want to generate the right traction, awareness. Then generate the right or huge amounts of traffic, of course. People have generated over 10,000, like unique users in terms of driving that to their website. You know, there's so many cool success stories, and it's important that you prepare for it well, right? And you're organized with this. So you can prepare an existing seed audience in advance and you can have them engage with you on Product Hunt on the launch day. But there is a catch, right? Like I mentioned, you only get the one shot at posting your product and you won't be allowed to do the same product again for 6 months. And it's only unless you make the significant changes, right? So you have to make significant changes to your approach and how you launched essentially, or with the product in order to do so again, in order to launch again. So if you're marketing on a budget, try out Product Hunt to launch a product. If you're not getting enough traction, then try and launch again, right? In 6 months time, just make sure you've got things organized, learn from where you failed in the first launch. And a great tip I can give you is to reach out to your network on multiple platforms and have people upvote you if they have a Product Hunt profile. Try and get people to create a Product Hunt profile if you can incentivize them to create one to support you even better. So if you can have some budget for gift cards or anything creative, right, to get them to support you, that will be ideal. All right, so Well, this is nearly done, but there's a bit of a launch recap I wanted to cover. And to summarize, you know, these are the important things you should take away from this, right? So you want to set up an email conversion goal, perhaps leads or email addresses, from my opinion, as a growth marketer. Don't get distracted by the upvotes because it's a vanity metric in the beginning. They're great, of course, but we don't know if this 761 upvotes is actually translating into anything for Photify AI, right? They could be just getting upvotes and a bit of traffic and that's it. So we want to make sure we don't get distracted. You want to hold off on your launch until you build an audience of over, I would say, a big audience, I would say, but to give you a specific number, try and build an audience over 500, even 1,000 if you can. I know it's a lot of people, but if you can get over that much, do it. It's incredible. Look, this one's already reaching nearly 1,000 upvotes, and you can just see, what is it, right? It's a generate vivid AI portraits in seconds. You can see how almost like basic the tool is, and who knows, it might not have a gear towards for developers or any major use like that, but for creators, yes, of course, this will be powerful. But there's some really interesting stuff that you could do, right? Anyway, so yeah, build up an audience and generate a large audience for it. Add value to startup communities is another note that I've got, to build social capital before the launch, right? Which converts into higher quality traffic. So higher quality upvotes, traffic, and in turn, engagement, which will result in those leads for you. Prepare and schedule like all your assets. So like your emails, your social media posts in advance, and make sure they're just all scheduled so that you don't have to worry about manually going to do all that. And you can focus on engagement during that time whilst everything's going out. So then you've got a flow of amplification of content, of distribution, and then you've also got a flow of engagement, right? You're always there, you're always present, and you're always giving the community feedback and getting involved. Try to find that reputable hunter, like I've been talking about, and ask them to hunt your product, of course. There are various ways of doing that, and you know, usually outreach and looking at who top voters are, top hunters are on the product and on Product Hunt will be good for that. Or you can look at if there are some veterans out there in your industry that already have Product Hunt pages, speak to them. Ensure to keep them in the loop and make sure that they're also armed with all the assets and content and stuff you have prepared, so that they know what to use when they're actually hunting the product. And last two things is schedule your launch. Usually we found from all the success stories is that Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are a great time to launch, right? It's not at the end when people are diving straight into work. And then there's also not the end of the week when people are like sort of heading off and a little bit more lazy. But those mornings, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, seem to work well, like around the maybe even like midnight Pacific time, right? Since they've had the most success, I think historically, looking at those data sets. And then you want to check and review everything before you send it out, because if you're not going to engage with anything, if you find it boring, if it's not good enough, then nobody's going to find it good, right? So of course that's subjective, but you want to make sure that if it's just very low effort, then you don't really want to launch it in the first place just yet. You want to hold off, review everything, and make sure everything's in order. Anyway, long video. Wasn't supposed to be 20 minutes, but there was a lot to go through for this, because people might be new to the whole Product Hunt concept, but you may have heard about it.